No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the line. Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, Matt, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. You know, earlier you were describing the poverty that you saw in Russia when you were there.
Right.
And you said that we don't have anything like that here. But, you know, I worked for the Wisconsin DNR when Scott Walker was governor. And I surveyed the Lake Michigan shoreline and the Milwaukee River and the Menominee River. You know, I saw there are so many homeless people down there that they live under. Last year they had an article in the paper where there's like I think it was over 100 of them lived under the Marquette Interchange Bridge. And right. This year they're going to build a park down there to chase them out. I saw them in the open trailer. They sleep in the open trailers by Miller Brewery on State Street. They're on sleeping bags on the ground by the confluence, by MMSD. That's where the Milwaukee and Menominee River converge. I saw them pushing shopping carts filled with aluminum cans up and down Canal Street, going to that recycling center. You know, people got guys down there begging me for food. And one of my friends, he belongs to a church group. He goes down there to feed the homeless down in Milwaukee. So they park their vehicles up on the top of the 27th Street Viaduct, and they come up. They walk up those, I don't know, it's like maybe 150 flights of stairs, and they come up for their food. My friend said he saw a woman down there come up off out of the, from under that bridge. She had like skin like wrinkled leather, you know, from being exposed to the elements all the time.
Yeah,
there's just there's so many homeless people down there, you know, and it's just in someone's business down there, the homeless crawl under bushes and stuff to sleep, you know, and they leave like you know, like maybe old clothing or something down there or whatever, or they put their possessions.
Yeah, no, they have little encampments. They have cardboard boxes. But Steve, I live in Milwaukee, and I know what you're talking about, and. You know, when I had talked about Russian poverty before, I did allude to the fact that we did have homeless. A big part of our homeless problem is mental illness. Many people, you know, there are a lot of programs in Milwaukee and statewide to take care of that. But if somebody is truly mentally ill, they'll frequently avoid it. And what you say has a lot of truth to it. I do not think that it is anywhere near as wide in scope, fortunately, as what I saw in Moscow and St. Petersburg. However, it's not acceptable. No, you're absolutely right. And these people, there are shelters, you know, there are shelters because Milwaukee, as between basically October and the end of April, you don't want to be living outdoors. You certainly don't want to be living outdoors in December, January, and February. And so there are shelters, but many people avoid them and they put on three overcoats. They have shopping carts. And they get behind cardboard things under the bridge. I'm familiar with what you're talking about, the 27th Street Viaduct, and how you handle the homeless problem in our country, which is frankly worse places like California cities where the weather's better. So mental illness is a big part of it. It's not the only part of it. We have people in Milwaukee. We have school kids who are homeless. School kids. How do you do your homework when you're homeless? How do you... What, you have a computer? What happened to it? Somebody stole it? You don't have a computer. You can't go online. A lot of these kids didn't get educated last year. So dealing with the homeless issue in our country is essential. But I'll tell you something. Enlightened capitalism, not socialism, but capitalism with a safety net, which is what we have in this country. We have Medicare. We have food stamps. We have Medicaid. We have Social Security. We have all sorts of government agencies that can help. The problem is people with severe mental illness avoid the help. That's a real problem. And how do you take care of that? And so you want a humane disposition of it, take these people into shelters. It's a terrible, terrible thing. But thank you very much, Steve. I agree with you that that problem exists. I agree that it exists in Milwaukee. I suspect there's a little bit of that elsewhere, probably in Madison and a lot of other cities. But having said that, we handle it as humanely as we can. But what you see in places like Russia, which is essentially a much more developed country than many in Asia and Africa, and they still have a terrible poverty problem. And then You go to Asia and Africa, and you go to some of these places in the Middle East, and it's really, really severe. India, my God. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for calling in. Excellent, excellent point that you raised. You know, we had a, there's a subject that I'm going to say right now that you're going to say, come on, Matt, you talked about that on your afternoon show, you know, a long time ago and all that. Yeah, I did. But here we have confirmation. They have just confirmed the Biden administration, and it has the data to show it. But Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign chairman and basically manager, and Rick Gates, one of his agents, the two of them met repeatedly with a guy named Konstantin Kilimnik, either in person or by other means. They were a pipeline to Russian spies in 2016, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. And Paul Manafort, you may recall, got pardoned by Trump. He's released from prison. And he was the pipeline of Russian spies in the United States in 2016. And tip of the iceberg, they would meet with them during the campaign, and they'd say, here's internal polling data we show in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And they're normally blue states, but this time around, they can be flipped. It's going to be close. And here's the kind of messaging that if it comes from us, people will say, oh, it comes from us. And so there was intense messaging, social media and otherwise, in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in 2016 that were all lies from the commie Ruskies. And they were in cahoots with Paul Manafort. Now, you may say, okay, but you know, is that ancient history? No, that's not ancient history, because the Ruskies interfered in 2020 also. They interfered in 2020. And remember that Mueller, the special counsel, didn't follow up on this. He said, well, I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to look at that. I don't think there's enough there. It doesn't show collusion. Let me tell you something. Mueller took a dive. He was not a good guy. Mueller's a Republican. He did everything he could to minimize what went on with Trump. Everything he could. When he said, I don't think that there's enough here for me to convince a grand jury beyond a reasonable doubt. That's what the law enforcement, that's what the prosecutors in Kenosha, when the officer shoots Jacob Blake in the back, said, well, I don't think that I can convince a jury. That's bull. That is bull. The standard for prosecution is not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's essentially that it's clear evidence, but not necessarily beyond a reasonable doubt. Preponderance of the evidence. Reasonable doubt is to get the conviction. Most reputable prosecutors say, okay, I'm going to require beyond a reasonable doubt even to bring a charge. And I think that's great. But that's very subjective. Guy that wants to take a dive, guy that wants to, you know, politically not prosecute something goes, well, I don't think I could win the case, so I'm not going to bring it. Give me a break. Give me a break. What? I'm going into a baseball game. I don't think I can hit this pitcher, so I'm not even going to try. Come on. Come on. Mueller took a dive. Comey took a dive. He's the guy that went on the air and goes, I'm investigating Hillary Clinton right before the campaign, right before the election. He was also investigating Trump for being with commie spies, Russian spies. He didn't say that. He tilted the election. Mueller and Comey will go down in history as two traitors to the United States. And Mueller took a dive. He took a dive. And then when his report finally came out, Crooked William Barr lied about it. And Mueller didn't even correct him publicly. Mueller goes, well, I'm a little uncomfortable. It was all fake. And now the data's come out. Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, the pipeline to Russian spies in 2016. It's one reason why Trump went easy on Russia and why Russia right now is invading Ukraine. It's bad news. We're going to the lines. Lines are alive. We're going to go in order. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, you already hit on it. I was going to bring up William Barr. You know, there may have been some awful damning things in that report, but we'll never know because he got his hands on it, held on to it for, what, about 5 weeks, and then
right.
Parsed it down to whatever he wanted it to be, and then here you go. So, you know, yeah, I'm with you on Mueller, but I also think that William Barr played a huge part in it.
Right. Crooked William Barr is the guy, Dick. Crooked William Barr lied so often and misrepresented so many things that he perverted, frankly, the investigation into Russia. And he will go down in history as having betrayed the United States. Dick, thanks a lot for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt, I love your topic about Bill Barr and Comey and Mueller. Here's my point of view. They discredit Comey because he was getting too close. They discredited Mueller because he was almost stepping on their toes. They discredit the CIA, the Pentagon, the chiefs of staff, the whole country. I can line them up, all the people, and including medical science and everything. And if most people can't see that, we have to go out there and start educating people, or I do. I have a motto, don't alienate, educate. To what you said about Barr is just spot on. This has to be at least reviewed. But you said something the other day that lent credence to it, that you mentioned a day or two ago about a public independent counsel trying the people for the insurrection. The people of the insurrection and the people that support them, all this right-wing news, no wonder they're discredited. No wonder Coca-Cola, and they hate this cancel culture. They loved it when they could be in charge of it. But now when it's getting canceled to get them, they get very uncomfortable. But you have a wonderful point about how Barr treated, or the Trump administration treated our FBI, our CIA, our Pentagon, our Joint Chiefs, all of that. And if you build on that case, I don't see how you can lose. Thanks again for what you do. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you very much, Bill. Good comments. We're going to a break. I'll get a little bit of response in now and a little more afterwards. But you're absolutely right. Here, when you have a president who attacks the FBI, CIA, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Pentagon, national health experts, anybody who gets in his way, anybody should be able to open their eyes and say, there's something wrong here. Either Trump is crooked or our entire government that we've depended on is crooked, and it certainly isn't the entire government. Bill, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
To be the sad man behind blue eyes.